弟兄姐妹朋友们早上好。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
中国人有句话说相由心生。
In the Chinese proverb, there's a word saying that the appearances stem out from the heart or the mind.
意思是说一个人的相貌仪容会受他内在的思想还有心灵的影响。
That means the saying that the appearance, facial feature and appearance would be affected by his heart.
而且时间越长就越显著。
And the longer the time is, the more severe it is will become.
当然我们都知道说，如果是以貌取人的话，我们就会犯了这个失之子语的错误。
But however, we think about it, you judge people by the outward appearance, and that would be a big mistake.
话虽然如此的话，但是透过观察一个人的面貌跟肢体的语言，多多少少我们还是可以猜出他内心的状况。
When we judge people by their outward appearance, we make an intentional mistake. And we will think about the more you listen to the facial feature and the body language, we will see what's going on with his heart.
比如说今天在座的各位,
let's just say that now, among you guys now,
有人看起来好像脸色有点茫然,
some of you look like really perplexed.
可能是还没有睡醒,
or maybe you haven't waking up yet.
尤其在想说等一下聚完会要做什么事情。
Or maybe you think about what you're going to do after the meeting or worship.
有人看起来很紧张。
Some of you are really tense.
像我一样现在站在讲台。
Like me, I'm really tense.
有人又看起来就有点很累的样子。
Some of you maybe look really tired.
也可能是昨天晚上做，昨天中午做菜做得太累了。
So maybe you are cooking a lot yesterday so that you are tired now.
总之就是好像不是每个人都是笑容满面满有喜乐的来到这里。
So a lot of time we don't have a face full of joy is coming here.
照理说昨天晚上昨天我们吃了这么多的这好吃的这个菜跟东西。
Yesterday we ate so many good food.
听了许多的见证。
And listened to a lot of good testimony.
现在呢，你应该是笑容满面、蛮有喜乐的样子。
Yeah, and now you should be really have a full of joy in your face, facial appearance.
你可能会说，哎呀，就是因为昨天吃的太多了，所以现在正在烦恼怎么样减肥了。
So because maybe another thing, you may think you ate too much now yesterday. Now you think about how we're going to go on a diet to losing weight.
所以做人真难呢。
So it's difficult to become a person.
是的，有时候做人真难，随便一件日常的。生活琐事都可以让我们忧心或烦恼这个半天。
So you can see that the little thing happening in our lives is happening make us worry the whole day.
更何况我们现在看到今天世界的道德衰落，处处恐怖活动的频繁，怎能不让我们忧心忡忡呢
？So we can see that even today's morality decline and also the terrorism overwhelm our society.You can see that we are living daily in stress and worry.
也许你常听到这个基督徒讲这个喜乐跟平安挂在嘴边。
You can see a lot of Christians using having the peace and joy always hang around around their mouth.
好像每个人一旦这个信了主以后，就好像这个童话故事中的美好结局一样。
So it seems like once you believe in Christ, and it seems like it's a very fairy tale's ending.
没有忧心或烦恼，从此会过着快乐幸福的日子。
No more worries and no more stress, and from then on you will be live ever happy after.
是不是真的如此呢
？Is it truly this way?
Yes, 不一定的。
No, not quite.
其实从圣经的教导我们都知道只要我们还活在这个世界上。
But from the Bible's teaching, we still living on this earth.
我们就会有烦恼我们就会有难处。
We will have trouble, we have worries.
这是因为人的罪污染了这个神所创造的世界。
Because of the sin polluting the current our world.
以至于那恶者撒旦就像那吼叫的狮子一样，遍处游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
So our Satan, their enemy Satan, will be like a prowling around, like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
所以，不管你有没有信主，你都会遇到难处，你都会有烦恼的。
Doesn't matter you believe Christ or not, you will face difficulty and trouble.
不管你忧心或烦恼，其实并不等于忧虑或焦虑。
If you have worries, doesn't mean that you have anxiety.
忧心或烦恼一般是指暂时性的情绪。
The worry and trouble is just temporary things.
通常是对所面对的问题不知道该怎么样解决或做决定。
And usually what happens is that you facing a difficulty, don't know what to do at the moment.
等到这个问题解决，你已经做了决定以后，你那个烦恼的情绪也就告一段落。
So once the problem will resolve, your heart will settle down, and then that stress and worry will be gone.
但是这个忧虑是属于比较长久性的。
However, in terms of anxiety, it will be longer term.
它是一种焦虑。
This is more like a focus and anxiety about certain things.
是种无谓的担心。
It's a useless worry.
它的结果是会让一个人落入那个患得患失的之中，而没有喜乐与平安。
So you would turn the person into a time that we seems like holding on something yet not having it, and your heart is really depressed at the moment.
其实这正是那恶者撒旦要我们陷入的光景。
And this is one of the tools used by Satan.
所以当我们谈到喜乐与平安的时候，我们不是在谈那个短暂、容易受环境所左右的喜乐与平安。
When we talk about peace and joy, it's not about something that affected by our temporary things.
因为那个是一种飘忽不定的感觉，容易来，容易去。
That is just a feeling, fleeting feeling as it comes and goes quickly.
我们所要谈的是属天的喜乐跟平安。
So we talk about is a heavenly joy and peace.
是一种来自于神，不受环境所左右的喜乐跟平安。
It's coming from God, is not affected by environment or circumstances.
我相信有一首诗歌大家都很熟悉。
I believe in one song that you learn already, you know about already.
而且很多人会表演。
And a lot of people would do the motion with it.
叫做我有平安如江河。
The song is I Have Peace Like a River.
作者是那个 Reverend Marvin Frey.
The author is Reverend Marvin Frey.
他的诗歌里面有三节歌词中，他分别提到：我有平安，我有喜乐，我有爱，如江河在我心。
You talk about that I have peace, I have joy, I have peace and joy, and like a fountain.
这里的喜乐跟平安被形容像江河一般的涌流在我们的心头，源源不断。
It's like a peace and joy is like a river, never ending, flowing from within us.
其实这个就是我想跟大家所分享的喜乐跟平安。
So this is what I want to share with you about this peace and joy.
这首诗歌让我联想到两种可能情形。
These songs make me think about two conditions or circumstances.
第一种可能是许多人可能一辈子他都没办法享受到这种喜乐跟平安。
One circumstance is that some person maybe never will experience such a peace and joy in their own lifetime.
因为他们不认识耶稣基督，也没有凭信心来接受他在十字架所成就的救恩。
Because they haven't accepted the salvation, having accepted Jesus Christ.
加拉太书五章二十二到二十三节所说的。
In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22-23 say that.
大家还记得这个圣灵的果子吗？
You remember the fruit of the Spirit?
就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔跟节制。
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
大家有没有注意到这个喜乐、和平跟爱就是其中的三种？
You notice that love, joy, and peace is in there.
所以，若是你还没有接受主耶稣，圣灵就不可能内住在你的心里面，你也就不可能有圣灵所结的果子在外面。
So you have not accept Jesus Christ in your heart, the Holy Spirit would not be dwell in your heart. Therefore, you don't have the fruit of the Spirit in you.
这首诗歌指出了第二种可能是什么
？This is the second circumstances can be happening concerning about this song.
即使你是已经信主的人。
Actually, you may already believe in Christ.
也可能还没有经历过属天的喜乐跟平安。
Maybe you haven't experienced the heavenly joys and peace.
原因是你不知道用信心去寻求圣灵的帮助。
Maybe you haven't using your faith to ask the Holy Spirit to help you in the peace and joy and peace.
也不愿意 顺服圣灵的引导。
And maybe you're not submitted to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵的果子就很难能够显得出来。
So therefore, the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, doesn't reveal in your life.
所以这样说起来的话，喜乐跟平安和我们对神的信心是很有密切的关系的。
So you can see the joy and peace is actually have a lot of connection concerning our faith in God. In God.
所以在这个感恩的季节里面，我想用这个在信心中的喜乐与平安这个题目来跟大家分享。
So I would in this season of Thanksgiving, I would share with you our concern about joy and peace based upon believing or in believing.
我盼望借着这个分享，能够让你知道属天的喜乐跟平安的本质是什么，还有怎么样才能获得。
So through this sharing, I would like to point out what is this heavenly joys and peace, and how you can get access to this.
以致你能够灵里兴旺，对未来的人生旅程充满着盼望。
So that you feel your life will feel a hope, and then you will know how go through this life journey.
我今天所要分享的经文是刚刚我们在念起英文的那一段。
The verses I share with you is the verses we read already.
也就是罗马书十五章的一到三节。
This is in Roman, the chapter 1-13.
我们也就我们就不用再那个了，再念了哈。
We're not gonna read again.
如果大家注意一下的时候，我今天这段经文是罗马书的十五章一到十三节，也是使徒保罗第三次旅行步道的末期，写给罗马教会的最后的一个签名。
This is Roman chapter 15 and verse 1-13. It's actually written to the Roman church in Roman. This is the last trip, the third trip of the.Disciple Paul.
那个时候，他带着那个周济贫穷圣徒的捐款证，准备离开哥林多，前往耶路撒冷。
At that moment, he bringing all the donation, try to bring to Jerusalem for the poor and for the saints.
也是在那个时候，保罗刚经过了一段与哥林多教会很不愉快的关系。
And after that moment, and actually have a difficult time with the Corinthian Church of Corinthian.
然而在哥林多教会对保罗所写的严厉的书信有了很好的反应以后，保罗深感到很安慰。
So after writing the letter to the Church of Corinthians, they have a pretty good response. So therefore, Paul, the heart is filled with joy.
只是当他看到当时的亚细亚教会受到哥里派的不良影响以后。
So actually, at that moment, they see that the church is affected by the legalism.
他深恐罗马教会也会受到影响而背离真道。
So he worried about the church in Rome would be affected by it.
所以在他还没有到罗马之前，保罗就先写此罗马书。
So before he go to Rome, he first wrote this letter to them.
详论这个因信称义的真理。
Talk about the righteous justification by faith, the theological, the doctrine, justification by faith.
他盼望罗马教会能够持守真道。
I hope that the church in Rome can hold on to this truth.
其实他知道，只有基督的真理在弟兄姐妹的心里面扎根的时候，才能让他们有属天的平安跟喜乐。
He understands that only way that we have heavenly peace and joy is only when you have hold on to the truth and the Bible, the biblical truth in their heart.
这段最后的劝勉的开始提到了坚固的人和不坚固的人。
In the beginning, it talked about the two strong and the weak.
他指出了在教会中属灵生命较为成熟、信心坚固的人应该怎么样跟这个属灵生命较为粗浅、信心软弱的人相处。
So let's talk about how the people who are strong in faith, how they dealing with the Christians who are weak in faith in the church.
他们彼此应该用爱心互相的包容跟建立。
and how they have to be consider one another and to cover one another in love.
而基督的舍己之爱正是他们需要效法的。
And they have to learn the self-denial love from Jesus Christ.
如果大家注意一下，这段劝勉的最后是用一个祷告来结束。
And you pay attention that at the end of this, this verses that they talk about using a prayer to finish off this couple of verses.
乍看之下并没有什么特别之处。
And look at it, there's not much difference initially.
因为保罗习惯在他的书信里面的开始跟结束都会有一个祷告。
Because you know that in Paul's letter, from the beginning also at the end, there's a prayer.
如果你回去读保罗的十三封书信，你就会发觉他的书信最常开始的祷告是：愿恩惠平安从我们的父神并主耶稣基督归于你们。
You will notice that usually in the Paul's 13 letters, it starts out in the first introduction to the church is say grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
最常见的结束祷告是。愿主耶稣基督的恩藏在你们心里。
And usually when you're finishing up the letter, it will say this, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, be with your spirit.
其中比较特殊的是哥林多后书的结束祷告。
And one of the special one is the second Corinthians at the end of it.
他说愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、上帝的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在。
It says that may the grace of Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
听起来很熟悉，对不对？
When you hear it, you can kind of like you can familiar with these phrases.
它就是我们在崇拜结束以后常常用的祝祷词。
This is one of the benediction we use at the end of our meet service.
如果你正在学这个 TEE 的课程
，If you in a TEE lesson in a class of TEE，
你们还记得这个祷告的四个类型吗？
You can remember the four type of prayer.
一是敬拜，二是认罪，三是感恩，四是祈求。
First, adoration or praises, confessions, thanksgiving, supplication or prayer.
他们可以用这个口头诵读跟唱诗的三种方式来表达。
They're using speaking, singing hymns, and also reading God's word.
那么今天所读的这段经文的最后祷告又有什么样的特别呢
？So what's so special about current the verses that we read? What's so special about the ending of it?
除了他是保罗为罗马教会的代求以外，他的特别的地方是在他的内容，因信将诸般的喜悦、平安充满你们的心。
Not only Paul want to bless the church there, but also he's saying that.May the God of hope fill you with all joys and peace as you trust in Him.
这也正是今天我想跟大家分享的主要经节。
This is the main verse I would like to share with you today.
所以让我分成两点来跟大家分享。
So we're going to have two points that I would like to share with you.
一是在信心中的喜乐。
The first point is joy in believing.
第二是在信心中的平安。
The second is peace in believing.
但是因为时间的关系，我今天就先分享第一点。
Because the time, I just want to share with you the first point: joy in believing.
我不知道你同不同意我这样说。
I'm not so sure you agree what I'm saying right now.
那就是一个没有喜乐与平安的人生，就只有劳苦愁烦，而且是转眼成空。
A person without peace and joy, a person will experiencing a person will be the life will fill with toils and trouble and soon be gone and turn to nothingness.
换句话说，一个没有喜乐与平安的人生，就是常有忧虑、没有盼望的人生。
So a life without peace and joy is always filled with anxiety and always worry about tomorrow.
他对未来只有恐惧，一点安全感都没有。
He has no safety, no peace in their heart. It is only fear about the tomorrow.
整天面带愁容的过日子。
So every day his face is filled with a sad. He has sad face go through every day.
你们说这种人生是不是活得很辛苦，没有什么意义呢
you see that is such a life is really terrible and then no meaningless.
其实我自己在认识主以前就是这样子。
Actually, when I before believe in Christ, I'm like that.
那个时候我多愁善感啊。
At that moment, I was worried all day long.
我一点儿也不开朗。
I'm not cheerful at all.
我的太太就有这样的感觉。
My wife always has this feeling.
她说现在的我比以前已经开朗许多了。
The nowadays a lot more cheerful than before.
我自己知道这个转变是因为我认识了主。
This change is because I believe in God.
因为我觉得我不需要再背着那个劳苦愁烦的重担。
Because I no longer have this feeling of having toil and trouble in my heart.
因为神会顾念我。
Because God cares for me.
而且我也知道这个喜乐与平安是来自于神。
Because this joy and peace is coming from God.
靠着信心我可以拥有它们。
Because of faith and believing, I can possess it.
真言书有句话说，心中喜乐，面带笑容，心里忧愁，灵被损伤。
In Proverbs, it says that a glad heart make a cheerful face, but by sorrow of heart, the spirit is crushed.
其实研究人员发现，当我们微笑的时候，我们的大脑分泌一种叫做 endorphin 的这个化学物质。
Actually, that when we smile, our brain produces a chemical called endorphin.
有助于舒缓这个生理的反应。
And actually, make our body better, and then ease our pain.
所以大家多笑一下。
So everybody should smile a little bit more.
箴言书也说，喜乐的心乃是良药，忧伤的灵使枯干。
Proverbs also say this: a joyful heart is a good medicine, but a crushed spirit dry up the bones.
可见的喜乐心是多么的重要。
So you can see that the joyful heart is so important.
主耶稣在马太福音登山宝训就曾经警戒过我们。
Jesus in the Beatitude, it talk about this.
他说不啊，不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
Jesus said that therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be worried about itself. Each day has enough trouble for its own.
当我们总是带着忧虑，喜乐自然就不可能在我们的心里面。
So when we always have worries and anxiety, and the joy will not be in our heart.
它也代表了我们对神的信心不够。
So also represents our faith to God is not enough.
不相信神可以解决我们的困难。
Don't believe that God can solve a problem.
其实根据圣经，喜乐可以来自两方面。
So according to the Bible, the joy can come from two areas.
第一个是因着人的关系。
Is the first area is coming from the relationship from people.
就是保罗对腓立比教会说，我所亲爱所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。
So Paul say that, sorry, what's my track here? Okay. The Paul say that you are my joys, you are my crown.
同样的，他对帖撒罗尼迦教会说，我们的盼望和喜乐并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候，你们在他面前站立得住吗？
So,
因为你们就是我们的荣耀，我们的喜乐。
So in also in First Thessalonians second verse second chapter second chapter we say that for what is our hope, our joy, or the crown in which we will glory in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ when He come? It is not you, indeed, you are our glory and joy.
保罗因着教会的弟兄姐妹，他而喜乐。
Apostle Paul, because the people, the Christians in the church, therefore he has the joy.
喜乐的第二个方面是因着事情的缘故。
The second area is the reason for have joyful is because the things happening.
就如主耶稣诞生的时候，天使对牧羊人说：“不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。”
When the birth of Jesus Christ, the angel pronounced to the shepherd is saying that, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you the good news that will cause great joy for all the people."
还有主耶稣对他们门徒说， 这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
And also Jesus said to the disciple, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
所以让我问一下大家，
So I would ask everyone,
今天你来到这里看到这么一群这么可爱的弟兄姐妹们，你们觉得很喜乐吗？
So when you come today and see such a lovely people and brother and sister, are you have joy? Do you have joy?
还有 good.
Yes, so one yes, sir. How many people say yes? Okay, yes, okay.
还有你来这里参加敬拜，你会因着我们主给我们的救恩而常常喜乐，为主高歌吗？
So do you have joy when you come to here knowing about that you receive salvation from God?
好，现在让我们回到刚刚所读的经文。
So when it turned to the scripture you just read,
你觉得这个罗马教会的弟兄姐妹们他们喜乐吗？
Do you believe that the people in Christian in church and the Roman do they have joy?
我们回到经文的第一节。
So go to the first verse.
保罗说，我们坚固的人应该担待不坚固人的软弱，不求自己的喜悦。
So the Paul said that we who are strong ought to bear the failing of the weak and not to please ourselves.
为什么他要这样做呢？
Why he saying that?
原来你如果回去罗马书前面的十四章，
If you go back to the previous chapter in verse 14,
我们得知罗马教会产生了一个争执。
So we see that church in church in Rome has a struggle, a conflict.
这个争执是关于是否要遵守旧约的一些条例跟传统。
Is this conflict is talk about should we continue the traditions came down?
就如食物洁净不洁净，什么可以吃，什么不可以吃。
It's talk about what is clean and not clean, and something we shouldn't eat, something we can eat.
这些条例跟传统在本质上，就如保罗所说的，是与基督的救恩无关。
This kind of rule, this kind of tradition is actually, just like Paul said, is not related to the gospel.
而这样的争执使得坚固的人，也就是属灵教会成熟的信徒，轻看了不坚固的人，也就是信心比较软弱的。
So this creates a conflict between the weak who think that I can do whatever I can with faith to the people who are strong and then look down on the people who are weak.
这个信心比较软弱的信徒就反过来，他论断这个属灵较为成熟的信徒。
So the people who are weak in faith, and then turn around and then actually judge the people who are stronger in faith.
你想当一个教会，个人随着自己的喜悦，彼此互相的批评、轻看和论断的时候。这个教会的弟兄姐妹会有喜乐吗？
So you can see that between these two groups and then they are back and forth and giving judgment to each other, do you feel like this group have a joy in their heart?
当然不会。
Of course they don't.
因为本来是同工，已经变成互相攻击的同工了。
But first is a co-worker become a co-attacker, attacking each other.
就是由这个争执，我们可以看出其中的一个原因就是骄傲的心。
We can see that because such a conflict, we can see that is it because the heart is proud, they are proud.
这骄傲的心驱使他们坚持自己的看法。
This proud, this have a proud, because they maintain their view point of view.
所以从这里我们可以看到一点。
So we can see one point.
就是当这个属天的喜乐充满人的心的时候，是会使人谦卑的。
So we can see that when the heavenly joy will fill a person, it will bring the humblest along to that person.
其实保罗看到这个骄傲的心将会威胁到教会的合一。
So we can see that this not humble, a proud heart can be causing problem in the church.
所以他才特别的劝勉他们说，我们坚固的人应该担待不坚固人的软弱，不求自己的喜悦。
So especially exhort them about the people who are strong should be to bear with the failing of the weak.
保罗指出，当争执跟冲突跟基督的基要真理无关的时候，我们当以爱心彼此接纳。
So when we find that the conflict that is not related to the basic core principle, we should have accept one another.
互相的担待才能促进教会的合一。
So we have to bear one another so that we can have a unity in the church.
请注意担待这个动词。
So you can take a look at it as a bear, to bear one another.
这个原文的意思是背负沉重或累赘的物件。
Initially, it says that you have to bear or to carry something heavy burden object.
这个词在新约圣经里面出现了许多次。
This happened occur many times in the New Testament.
就如马太福音八章十七节说，这是要应验先知以赛亚的话说，他代替我们的软弱，担当我们的疾病。
It is just like in Matthew chapter 8, it says, he took upon our infirmity and bear our illness, just like the book of Isaiah said.
然后在路加福音十四章二十七节说，凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
In Luke chapter 14, it says, and whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple.
马太告诉我们，耶稣就是弥赛亚。
In the book of Matthew, the Jesus is Messiah.
他为我们的罪背负神的责罚。
He bear our sins and bear the punishment, God's punishment to us upon himself.
路加就指出我们应该有的回应是愿意背着自己的十字架来跟从耶稣。
And Luke, it tells us that what is the correct response to such a act from Jesus Christ, that we should bear our own cross and follow Jesus Christ.
其实这个担待不光是针对罗马教会讲而已。
This bearing one another is not talked about only in the Church of Rome.
它也是对我们今天的教会来讲。
It also speaks to us in the current days.
其实担待是陪一个人走过那成长的过程。
To bear one another is to how to walk a person through his progress or maturity.
对初信的软弱的弟兄姐妹，就像基督的婴孩一样。我们这个做哥哥姐姐的要带着婴孩让他慢慢的成长。
To the beginner in faith, we should just like a baby, we should like a brother and sister carrying them through this journey.
而担待的另外一层面是我们每个人都会有信心软弱的时候。
To bear and not one another was another meaning to it is that when we have experiencing a weakness in our faith.
彼此担待就是分担别人的软弱。
Bear one another is that we can bear the weakness for one another.
若有人不小心跌倒，我们是怎样来陪他走过这段路呢
？So if someone else is falling, and how we gonna take care, help them to carry them to go throughout this road, this path?
我们不是光是告诉他说你错在哪里，然后也不是说光是告诉他说你该怎么样走。
Not only that, we tell them, "Oh, you, something is wrong. This is wrong, and how you gonna go about doing it?"
而是要常常的关心他，扶持他走过这一段痛苦的路程。
Is actually care for them and constantly care for them and contact with them and carry them throughout this path.
所以让他长大以后也能帮助别人。
So when that person able to mature enough, so he will help others.
对罗马教会，保罗说要担待的意思是。
To the Church Roman, this is the meaning.
如果他们理解主耶稣担当他们的软弱疾病，他们就当以门徒的心态来担待自己的弟兄姐妹们。
If they understand how Jesus Christ bear our insult, then we should know how to bear one another.
因为能够互相担重担，不只是一个爱的表现，也是一个效法基督样式的标志。
To bear one another is not only because of expression of love, but also expression that we are disciples of Jesus Christ.
那么，请问大家，要效法基督耶稣容不容易啊
？So I'm asking everybody to be like Jesus Christ. Is it easy?
不容易啊。
It's not easy.
苦不苦啊
？Is it bitter to doing it?
很苦啊
Sometimes it's really suffering to do it.
要不然保罗不会说求神赐忍耐安慰给我们。
Or else, but Paul would not say that God give us patient to bear one another.
而且保罗也告诉我们说，不用怕，因为所有辱骂你的人的辱骂都落在基督耶稣的身上。
And then Paul said that do not be afraid because all the insult upon you will fall upon Jesus Christ already.
这是神的怜悯。
This is God's mercy.
他要我们因他的话所生的忍耐跟安慰可以得着盼望。
So that we can have hope because through all the difficulty we face.
不会一旦遇到困难我们就放弃了。
So that we will not give up when you're facing difficulty.
因此我们是不是应该感谢神呢？
So should we say thanks God for this?
当然。
Of course.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章有一句话这样讲。
In the first Corinthians, Paul said this. Paul said this way.
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Paul said in the first Thessalonians, saying, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus."
所以喜乐要常常祷告，要不要放弃，然后不管什么事都要存感谢的心。为什么呢
？So you should be rejoice should be always, praying should be continuously.And you have to give thanks in all circumstances. Why is that?
因为这是神的旨意。
Because this is God's will.
只是这个感恩跟喜乐有什么关系呢？
See, so thanksgiving and joy is what is a relationship between them?
如果查，你去回去查一下这个感恩跟喜乐的希腊原文。
If you look at the Greek word, the thanksgiving and joy,
你就发现他们两者很有关系。
You will find out that they are related together.
其实感恩的原文是 Eucharistia.
The original language in Greek is Thanksgiving, Eucharistia.
这个喜乐的原文叫做 Kara, 有吗？
The joy is the original Greek is Kara, Kara.
你有没有看到他们中间有一个字很相似？
So you see the difference, they are connected together, they are similar together.
所以这个喜乐是藏在这个感恩里面。
So you can see that the joy is high in the midst of this thanksgiving.
换句话说，如果说我们有属天的喜乐的一个原因，就是我们懂得怎么样来感谢神。
So in another way to saying is that we have this heavenly joy because we know how to give thanks to God.
如果让我们再回去经文的第十三节，这个祷告告诉我们说，诸般的喜乐是借着信心才能获得的。
So we can go back to verse 13. It says, all joys.、
这个诸般是全面性的，也是指着我们所面对的一切的需要。
This is all joys is giving us is all joys and prepare us to facing all difficulty.
那我们可能会问说 ，OK， 我们到底信什么呢
？So we ask is what do we believe?
如果从这个经文的上下文来看
，From these verses the verses throughout the verse, what we have learned.
保罗告诉我们说，我们信什么？信基督耶稣的舍己之爱。
We believe in the self-sacrificial love of Jesus Christ.
信他为我们在十字架所成就的。
Believe in what he accomplished on the cross.
我们信神必会成就他在圣经中的应许。他的一句话也不会落空。
We believe in God because it's the promise through the Bible. Not if one word, one promise, he will be go fall, falling.
我们信属天 ，OK， 我们信属天的喜乐跟平安，因为那是圣灵所结的果子。
We believe in this heavenly joy because this is a part of the fruit of the Spirit.
当这个罗马教会在基督的救恩之外，再加上要守律法跟遗传的时候。
So in the church in Rome, and when they see that the legalism and they have to follow the gospel,
这表示说他们对神的信心不够，认为基督的救赎还需要人的帮助才算完整。
When they see that require legalism to do this, do that, then we can realize that faith in Christ is not enough.
所以难怪他们没有喜乐。
So we can see that why they don't have joy is because they have to do this, do that.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们说，
In the book of Hebrew, it says that
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seeking Him.
这句话告诉我们信心的重要性。
This is a talk about what is the importance about faith.
只有信神是自有拥有和他会赏赐，那寻求他的人才能得神的喜悦。
Have faith to believe in this everlasting God. He will come and they exist and reward those seek Him.
那么神会赏赐什么？
So what God will reward? What will He reward us?
最重要当然就是宝贵的救恩。
The most important is of course is salvation.
其实是神所赐的诸般的恩典跟圣灵的同在。
So and also all those grace that they given to us and also the Holy Spirit dwell in us.
啊，诸般的喜乐跟平安也就在其中。
So all the joys and is in among the spirit of fruit of the spirit.
所以如果你还没有信主耶稣，
So you haven't believed in Christ.
我劝你今早认识他。
I want you to know him today.
好，现在进入我们最后一段哈。
So the last thing.
我相信没有人喜欢过一个劳苦愁烦、平淡而毫无意义的人生。
So I believe in nobody want to live a life full of toil and trouble without meaning in their lives.
我们都希望有个喜乐跟平安的人生，因为这样的人生是靠着我们对神的信心才能得到的。
We would like to have a joyful life in us because through thisfaith in God, and we have access to this joy.
英国的诗人跟小说家 C.S. Lewis 就这样讲过一句话。
So C.S. Lewis has said this word.
相信就是看见。
Believing is seeing.
这好像跟我们一般的教导说，眼见为凭是相当的相反。
This is opposite of what we learn. Your common sense tells us that seeing is believing.
C.S. Lewis 的观点是，当我们凭着信心相信主耶稣为我们在十字架所成就的救恩，我们的心眼就被打开了。
So C.S. Lewis's point of view is that when we believe in Jesus Christ, when we believe in it, our heart, the eyes in our heart will be opened up.
我们所看见的就不再是那个被罪所污染的世界而已。
What we're seeing is not only the sin-polluted world.
我们会看见神的永恒国度，
We can see the everlasting kingdom.
而喜乐跟平安也就在其中。
And all the peace and joy will be among it.
罗马书十四章十七节这样讲。
In the book of Romans, it says this.
神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平跟圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not the matter of eating and drinking, but the righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢神，因为他给我们他的独生爱子耶稣基督。
We thank God that He gave us our only begotten Son,
使我们能够借着信他而成为神的儿女。
So that we become of faith, we could become a children of God.
使徒彼得这样讲。
The Peter, one of the disciples Peter said this.
我们虽然没有见过耶稣，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信他有说不出来的满有荣光的大喜乐。
He said this, though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and fill with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
这满有荣光的大喜乐也就是属天的喜乐。
This is glorious joy, it is also meaning it is a heavenly joy.
而且是靠着信主耶稣，信靠主耶稣才有的。
It's only through believing Jesus Christ that you can have this joy.
它的本质是来自于舍己不求自己的喜悦。
This is coming from a self-denial and not self-seeking.
它能充满灵魂，能使人谦卑，能担待软弱。
He can fill your soul and can bear your burdens.
能担待软弱，促进教会的合一。
So they bear one another and then united the church.
这样的喜乐也就是在信心中的喜乐。
This kind of joy is the biblical joy.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们
，Dear brothers and sisters and friends，
你想得到这样的属天的喜乐吗
？You would like to have this heavenly joy？
让我告诉你唯一的途径。
I'm tell you the only one way，
就是仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
The only way is looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith。
好，谢谢。让我们做一个结束祷告。
Let's pray。
主，我们献上我们的感谢。
Heavenly Father, we thank you。
因着你为我们的牺牲，我们今天才能够来到你的宝座面前。
Because your sacrifice, we can come before you on your throne。
我们可以蒙怜悯，我们可以求恩典。
We have mercies, and we can also ask for your mercy。And help.
我们也更可以享受你所赐的喜乐跟平安。
We can also experience your joy and peace.
感谢你。
They thank you.
愿我们在座的各位都能够得到这样的喜乐跟平安。
May everyone sitting here can have this joy and peace.
愿你自己的灵能够充满我们每一位。
May your spirit, Holy Spirit, fill every one of us.
因着你圣灵的能力，我们能够大有盼望。
Because your Holy Spirit, we have hope in our lives.
感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
仰望祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.